Good evening. This is Circe, and I'm here to read you another Brat Time story. This one was written by my son Ian Wessner on March 12, 2014. It is called I Remember Not Liking the Smell of the Sea. As we drove along the coast of Puerto Rico for the first time, only a few days situated on the island that was to become our new home for the next 3 years and change, I remember my nostrils filling with the acrid reek of salt and seaweed and feeling sickened. But I liked the way it looked. Emerald ocean, lapping waves, dark waving grass beneath the surface. I liked the way my feet could sink into the deep sand and be rinsed by the rushing waves. The wind would lift sand about and toss it into my hair and teeth, and I'd be gritty for hours after, picking bits of sand from behind my ears long after we'd come back inside. I felt a great unease, small on a small island where everything seemed so large. The looming palm trees, noise of steel drums, and the blaring of car radios playing merengue and reggae. The storms that roared like heaven's wrath over the island and tore roots and limbs and flipped cars and roofs. The sea. The huge, infinite sea. I remember the way the boat cut through the water, churning wake frothing about like milk. I remember sea green turning to blue, bright colors melting together like chemistry on the bounding sea. I remember the base as I remember all military bases. The same shapes, the same colors, the same lines of uniforms marching in tandem. The same curt deference at the checkpoints, the same ID cards. The same reflector sunglasses on the same stony faces and the same restaurants in the same food courts. The same sense of security. I remember living off base. I remember the way the storm left the backyard in ruins, how the grass was strewn with palm leaves, how the fence had fallen down, how barriers stood no more, and the air smelt of rain. I remember playing with the neighborhood children in the twisted wasteland of paradise where even the mightiest of hurricanes could not erase the luster from the jewel of the Caribbean. I remember Puerto Rico. This story was written about Hurricane George when Ian was 8 and we were living in Fort Buchanan. When you go back to bed tonight, think about how you experienced upheaval, maybe a natural disaster or a terrorist attack or a global pandemic. How did your brat upbringing help you get through those difficult times? So good night, and we'll talk soon.